You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck, Pier 17. Bart's got busy today on First Take. Tomorrow, we'll get up at
you. Get up, get on up. I say get on the scene.
Had his suit on, took it off. Didn't want to be part of the team suit today, I understand.
Hey, man, I get that back butter, man. If I'm sitting here with all these lights on and all these different layers on, man, I'm comfortable now.
That's
I got
nasty.
Me some nice look. Crushed Corinthian Egyptian cotton. No, I'm just playing. I don't know what that
is. Is it Egyptian cotton?
I don't know.
It's soft. Corinthian cotton?
It's soft.
I thought it was Corinthian leather.
Corinthian leather. Yeah. As long as polyester.
You're in a bacon neck today. That's all that matters. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Bart and Hahn Nation Dr. Pepper call-in line. Cornell in Texas had an issue. Cornell?
Yep.
What up, Cornell?
Cornell, what happened?
Yeah, man, I'm calling in just to say, you know, I've been affected by COVID and by the mandatory vaccine that the job imposed on me. I worked for a Fortune 500 company, Texas Instruments. They told us if we didn't get it, that we had to look for work by October. So I found another job. Y'all need to stop playing dumb like y'all don't know who Kyrie is taking up for. He's standing up for us. He's standing up for the people that don't want to go along to get along.
See, but this
he's standing up for the 70,000 New York healthcare workers that was heroes last year because they were on the front lines getting COVID that now had to lose their job. So let's not play dumb like we don't know who he's.
How did he help? But how did he help? But Cornell, how did he help you though? You had to get another job. How does that help you? That didn't help you. You still had to get another job.
There's going to be other jobs, man.
But what? You had to get another job.
Sell your soul.
You said you had COVID, right?
Yeah, I did.
Was it tough to deal with? Because I lost my grandfather to COVID. I also lost, you know, two of my cousins. All came pretty close, and I would feel a lot better if they get it. And listen, it's a personal choice, but you got to understand that when you have individual private companies, it's their right too to have the rules of engagement. This isn't an NBA or Nets rule. This is a New York rule. So he would have to leave New York to go do this. Bradley Beal doesn't have to make that decision.
But I still don't understand, Cornell. How is he helping you? You had to get another job. You did what you were supposed to. You're responsible. Okay, I can't work for this company. I'll move on to go work for this company. There's nothing he did that inspired you. You were smart enough to do that on your own. What do you need somebody to tell you that for? That's what I don't get, Cornell. How is he inspiring you? You did it yourself. You didn't need somebody to tell you that.
Because of the 70,000 workers in New York.
That had nothing to do with the 70,000 workers in New York. You're in Texas. You're in Texas, and you did the, you know, Cornell, I appreciate the call. And I'm happy for you that you were able to get another job. Good for you.
And I'm happy that he survived COVID.
And you survived COVID. But like, to say, like, that he's taking up for you, what do you need him to do that for you for?
Is he going
to
pay your mortgage as you look for a new job?
Man, actually, the funny thing is the call, the screener, it looked like he said he was hearing us during the baseball game. I thought he was good. It was always really funny. I didn't think he was going there.
But it's crazy, though. I mean, when you go to college, you got to take – listen, for me to go play football in college, I had to take shots, and I had to produce my shot records. This isn't a we're pro
No. We have some kind of crazy agenda here.
No, Bart,
we have a crazy agenda.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're imposing our will on America. That's what we're all about, Bart. You and I this morning, we twisted our mustaches coming up with ways we could fleece people all around the country. Instead of talking sports, let's do this.
Listen,
like, that's what we're about.
I wish my grandfather was vaccinated, because that means he would probably still be here with me. But that's a personal choice that he made. And he had to deal with the consequences, but it also creates a ripple effect for the people that love him, too. So, I mean, listen, it's one of those things, man. It's a personal decision. It's your decision.
It has nothing to do with decisions.
I know.
It has nothing to do with your decision. This has to do with
rules.
Inspiring people to do what? You got millions of dollars in the bank. What are you inspiring? Hey, like, Cornell's a great example.
Walk off of work.
I worked for a company. They said, you have till October to find a new job if you're not going to get vaccinated. I don't want to get vaccinated, so I had to find a new job. And he did that. What did you need to? Well, what, Kyrie? What do I do now? I mean, come on, Cornell. You knew what you were doing. You did the right thing. You did what you felt was best
right
for you. And that's what the Nets are basically saying. All right, you don't want to. You can't work here.
Yeah, we're gonna give you $200 million. We're gonna give you $200 million. But don't worry, you don't have to work for it.
I mean, come on.
I'm gonna give you $45 million this year. Don't worry, you can come to work half the time. Worry about your teammates that's here every day.
But what is it inspiring?
I don't know.
What is it inspiring? Go get a job somewhere else. Americans are doing that everywhere right now. That's it.
Some people's jobs don't even exist anymore.
Man, Bob in Pennsylvania.
Hello, I just wanted to, I guess I am going to kind of speak up for Cornell, but my view is this. I agree with what Kyrie Irving is doing. However, I also agree with what the Nets did. And the reason for that is there are a lot of famous people that are standing up and, you know, for different reasons and stating what they believe.
Okay.
I do think... I appreciate Kyrie Irving. I'm vaccinated. I'm in a job. I'm a police officer. So I had to get vaccinated or I'm going to lose my job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know there are a lot of medical workers out there that fought through it and have had the same situation. And like you guys are saying, we have that option, but some don't have that option when it's mandated to... They can't leave their job. They have to do what they have to do.
That's right.
This, to me, is a famous person, a respected person, that is standing up for those people.
But there are rules,
and you have to follow those rules.
Bob, I think what you're saying...
The Nets made the right decision.
Yes, and Bob, what you just said is exactly what Bart...
Don't let Bob go too fast.
It's exactly what Bart and I are saying.
Bob, this is what I'm saying, too. The crazy thing is, if these reports are correct, he's not anti-vax. So I don't understand.
I don't understand his point.
Like, he needs to come out and tell us what the hell his stance is and what he's fighting for. Maybe we can understand if he articulates it to us.
And you know, another good point Bob, if I could, another good point to make here. Actually, Anthony Pusick when we were in New York, one of our producers that we love, he makes a great point. That he just texted me, and I want you to hear it, Bob. And he said, Kyrie, because of his union, will get paid for road games that he will not play. He will get paid.
That I don't agree with.
What regular pay?
Well, because it's a union and it's all part of the. He has a guaranteed contract, and this is what they're going to do. And his union's going to fight him on that. What regular people?
Get $14 million for that part.
And Bob, thanks so much for your perspective.
That's where I feel like if he's going to make the stand, then make the stand.
Walk away
and not accept the money and say, look, you know, this is what I believe. And I'm not going to take the money. I'm going to follow through with my belief. And in that sense, I think he's doing it for the people who can't. But if you're still getting paid for it, I don't know. Then it's harder to listen to your voice.
There you go, Bob. Thank you for the call. I mean, that's kind of I think the point that Bart and I are trying to make here. Those of you that are fighting back, saying that we are criticizing him for his decision. We are not criticizing him for not getting vaccinated. It's just don't come around me. But you know, aside from that, that's your choice. Sure, it is. But you can't expect to play. You can't expect that. And I just want to know, like, what are you trying to inspire?
Yeah.
If you're doing this and telling your teammates this is bigger than basketball, okay. Well, if it's bigger than basketball, then it's time to go.
See, but this one I don't understand. If he's not anti-vax, then how can he explain to a guy like Kevin Durant that had options to go wherever he wanted to go and for him to not fulfill his promise to him and his teammates? Like, that's what I don't understand. If you're not anti-vax, you can still have the stance and take the vaccine so you can be with your teammates, so you can complete the mission that you came together in the offseason somewhere working together, and then they brought James Harden into it. And he's like, man, I thought we had plans. I thought we had something to do. And if you're not anti-vax, then why don't you get the vax so you can fulfill your promise to me? Now, if you're anti-vax, I understand. But if you're not anti-vax, then what the hell are we talking about? We're trying to win a damn championship. I came here because of you.
A lot of them did with that purpose. And that, like I said, I think Brooklyn can still win the championship
without
him.
You don't
even
play for a couple more years, bro. I got 5 more years and I can't play basketball for the rest of my life. And I came here and I said, I'm going to get these last 5 years to Kyrie Irving. I'm gonna hitch my wagon to him, and we're going to go to the top, and we're going to leave a legacy. We're going to win a championship in an organization that's never won anything in a championship. We're going to change the narrative in New York. We're going to make Brooklyn the cool team. And we're going to make people start cheering for the Nets and move away from the Knicks. We're going to make generational fans that's going to say, man, remember when Kyrie and KD and Harden came together and they dominated the NBA, and we're going to give this organization three championships, not one. How did LeBron say? Not one, not two. We're going to put them in standings in history books with teams and organizations that have won multiple championships. And he's like, oh, I'm not anti-vax, man. So I just want to sample. Man, come on, man. All right.
Yeah, we've reached certainly that point. We don't know what to say. But you know what? Sil in Houston has something to say. Sil?
Yes.
Yes, you got us.
What's going on, man? Calling out of Houston, Texas, Northwest, 713.
All right. What's happening? What do you got?
I got the hot fire about the Astros for y'all.
Well, go ahead and spit it.
Haters ball. It's the haters ball, the ALCS.
Yeah,
I've been a fan. I've been a fan since Doug Drayback, so I'm speaking on the real. This real fans perspective.
Okay. What you doing? Dishes right, in the back, man. You got to get the background noise. You're killing the people's ears. Got to go to a quiet place.
I'm sorry. I'm on the AirPods. Okay. If you were given the opportunity, if your coach came to you with the proposition to tell you, I know y'all are men of y'all integrity. So if you know you're talking about a roster that had 20-something-year-olds on it. Your coach gives you a proposition, knowing what a championship can change the whole trajectory of your career, and told you, I got a foolproof plan, 100%, so we can get us a championship, but there's a 50-50 chance that we'll get caught. I'll die on that hill, take the whole blame myself if I have to.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? But I can answer it to you this way. The only way that anybody in Houston can understand it.
Give it to
him. Right, one for yes, two for no. And of course, I get what you're saying, and I completely.
But it makes you the heel, and it makes you the villain. It makes you forever the villain because you got Sil. Caught, so it's okay. Like, okay, I'm sure Altuve ain't having any problem sleeping at night. I'm sure when he walk around Houston, everybody still loves him.
Banner's still there.
Right, his banner's not going away, record's not away. It won't be an asterisk against their name when it goes into history books. At some point, people will kind of forget what this scandal was all about. Nobody talks about Bill Belichick and his scandals. They just talk about him being one of the greatest coaches.
What a lesson for the kids, huh? What a lesson for the kids.
Well, listen, life ain't fair.
Cheat, keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that because I'm being petty right now. You got to understand, the Astros have been to 5 straight ALCS. They've been to 2 World Series in all this time. And my favorite team, yeah, we're going back.
Come on, man. You got the most titles in any sport ever.
But it's only been like 10 years.
You guys are so spoiled here, man.
Are we?
You won 103
games. Maybe we don't cheat right.
Last time?
Math is so bad, we need to learn how to cheat better.
You know who didn't cheat right or who didn't do things right? The Tigers. Because they had Swerve, they had Serger, they had Verlander, they had everybody. They let them go.
And they messed that whole thing
up. They should have paid everybody.
They should have.
You know how many people eat Little Caesar's pizza? The man owns Little Caesar pizza. He could afford it. Pizza's the most over.
Verlander insures it. That's a lot of pizza.
It wasn't just him. It was somebody else. It was 3 of them.
You're right. The third dude they got from the Mets. What's his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Barton Hahn coming to you live from above Heineken River.
How about
Pier.
Being that type of fan of the Tigers that you have all the great players that you see winning titles everywhere else with the team that they was originally with? And they had Carrera. How about that?
You guys, you guys, it's a struggle.
You know, who's
huh?
the guy for Detroit? The Red Sox? Yeah, they went to the deal to the Dodgers. Price. They had everybody. Little Caesar's Pizza. Cost you about 30 cents to make a pizza. They sell it for $18. He could afford to pay everybody. Dude owned the Red Wings, too. Come on, Illich. God rest his soul.
Built the stadium. Built the new arena.
And let the product go to crap.
Yeah, that's true. But you got new buildings, though. That's nice. Tiger Stadium and the Joe. Two classic buildings that were good enough to win in.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And you get the new building. And
yeah, good luck, Yankees.
Anyways.
We'll
get back to your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It sounds like only people we're hearing from are those who are supporting Kyrie, which makes me feel like everybody else is exhausted by it. So let's move on. And let's go back to something we had Marcus Spears on earlier. And we were talking with Spears about something that in the NFL is really becoming an underlying story now, 5 weeks into the season. And it has, once again, nothing to do with the sport, with the game, and more to do with the business. And that is the John Gruden emails, or at least the investigation into the Washington football team, which resulted in the emails for John Gruden being released. And as you know, this is a whole wag the dog kind of thing, because this was an investigation into a franchise that had been in all kinds of scandal and trouble, and nothing has come of it. So this is this, you know, is this the red meat you throw to the wolves to get them to kind of like satisfy them because we got nothing for you? And Spears says something about these emails that to me really does call to what an issue that continues in the league and probably is going to grow this season. Even though we're having a lot of fun watching the game, trouble is still brewing.
I think it's very telling that after this report came out about John Gruden, that all of these owners didn't come out and say, that cannot be a part of the NFL. It's very telling to me that none of them have said anything about it. But they're going to keep putting their diversity and inclusion pamphlets out in the world. They're going to put in racism. It takes all of us. They're going to keep saying that because that's optics. It looks great to everybody when you see that. So stop. I don't want to talk about holding Roger Goodell accountable. It's just like the president. I tell people this all the time. You can be mad about the president being in office. Man, the president don't run nothing, man. We know that, but we keep talking like he does. We keep saying it like, oh, the figurehead is he's not.
Like he's the king.
It's a lot of other decisions. It's a face.
Like a lot of other decisions being made by people that are actually in position to make those decisions. So, man, listen, I just, fellas, I can't continue to talk about diversity and inclusion in the NFL where that type of situation can go on and you have no one in the room to say, man, this wrong. John Gruden need to be out of here. But the reason why that did not happen is, one, because the people that he was sending those emails to, they obviously didn't have enough of a problem to say anything, and he felt comfortable enough sending it to them.
Right, and that's why I said
the culture.
And that is what Spears is now talking about, is more underlying. Now, there was one owner that did speak up about this, and that's Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And on this is through Sports Business Journal. He had this to say.
I do believe that this is one of those times where you just don't say, okay, it's done and now let's move on. I think that this is one of those instances, even though it was 10 years ago, that it is, it's very offensive, it's hurtful, and, it's something that really needs to be reflected on. And by all of us, and how do we make the situation better?
Now, Swaggoo does mention Jerry Jones, who, as we know, is a very influential and powerful owner. Jerry Jones did discuss it on 105.3 The Fan.
I don't have anything I would want to express there, one way or the other. I know that we all are accountable to even a fleeting or a minor part of our actions. We all are accountable to those, but that's about all I want to comment on.
What? That was a big old nothing burger. That was filling time and airspace. Listen, we know, and Jerry Jones, and listen, he know that he don't want to open up Pandora's box because some hackers or something jump into his emails. Who knows what's in his emails? What he's probably said about Jimmy Johnson on emails, what he's probably said over the years about Colin Kaepernick. Remember, he was anti-protest. And everybody's anti-protest until it became good for business to be pro-protest. Once the George Floyd stuff came out, right? Once you couldn't deny it, everybody had something to say. But none of those people had nothing to say when, the Scarlet Letter had to be worn by Colin Kaepernick, which eventually cost him his opportunity to play in the NFL. So, Shad Khan, he had to speak up. He's the only minority owner. So, he has a responsibility to other people. But that's part of the problem. You even hear how measured he was. How hard is it to denounce, being misogynistic, being racist, sexist? How hard is it to say, this can't happen? Dudes like this can't be in the league. And we need to find everybody in the league and get them out. How hard is it to say that? But even a minority owner had to be measured because he wanted to make sure he understands that he's part of the good old boys club. Right. So at the end, we need to make sure. And that's why DeMora Smith, they want to call him Michelin Man Lips. Listen, he need to understand it's still work to do. So go in there and make sure you grab all those things. Subpoena, do whatever you have to do to get a hold of those emails because you have to hold everybody accountable. Listen, this is a different time, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Cosby had to be held accountable. R. Kelly had to be held accountable for things that he did a long time ago. right? And we need, and the only way we can do this is to expose it. We're trying to act like it's all kumbaya. It ain't all kumbaya. The same stuff that's been going on is continuing to go on. And we see it in different ways. We see it reflected inside of management, right? Where you don't get inclusion and you don't give the most qualified people the opportunity to do that. We see that with the head coaching, right? So at some point, listen, we ain't as far along as we think. You know, and now we're just trying to move the goalposts and hide it. So now let's expose it. Let's put it all out there. Because then you can't tell me ain't nobody respond to him. And, you know, listen, if one of my friends send me that, man, don't send me this trash, bro. And at some point, we're going to have a personal, because that's not my personal belief.
Yeah.
So at this point, we're going to have, listen, I got a full god brother that dresses up in like a queen, dressed up like RuPaul, do about 6'5", 300. I love him. Anybody mess with him, they got a problem with me. I don't have those views, right? I believe in inclusion. I believe in people being who they want to be, right? So, like, let's not act like this ain't something that's has been on an undercurrent of everything, all the operations. And Roger Goodell is paid $50 million to take the bullets. He still works for them. Like, he still works for them. They control him. Mm-hmm. You'll take bullets personally, too, if you're making $50 million a year. 10 years. That's $500 million. That's $500 million. He can be the commissioner for the next 20 years and make $1 billion. You can tell me what I'll take. Yes, I wrote the emails. Whatever I got to say, but let's not act like we're so far. So we need to nip it in the bud. We really need to go after this and do more. And just, the key is to get more representation. We need a woman owner. Well, I know we have that in Detroit with the Fords, right? You know, we need more minority owners, right? So then when you have these discussions, you have a bigger voice. Like, all this other stuff is just fluff, man. Like, and sometimes it's offensive to people who know better.
And just understand that that's where players are right now. That's where a lot of people are right now with this league, is that with all the steps that they have tried to take over the last couple of years to move forward into the new century and into the understanding of really inclusion, which is such a huge word we talk about, that something like this has now created a step back, unfortunately. And there's a lot of people that are now saying, like, man, like, I am not about this, but now they're going to look at me like I am again because of the distrust that something like this perpetuates. And then on top of it, it is the reply. And part of the lesson is maybe nobody replied. Maybe nobody.
He wouldn't have kept sending it for that long if nobody replied.
But what the lesson is now is in these circles, and I'm telling you, I'm talking to everybody here, as Bart just said, what we have to understand is that it's time to tell people who say things like this, who are in your life, it's time for you to tell them that ain't right. And don't send me that stuff. Don't send stuff like that to me. Don't do that. Don't put that in my email. Don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me about this stuff. That takes courage to do, because it's where nobody sees it. So that, I think, is a big part. If you want to talk about, well, what lesson can we learn? How do we move forward? How do we evolve? We evolve from learning from these mistakes of people like this. And in this league, these owners need to listen to what Marcus Spears said to us, and that's why we wanted to bring it back. All right, we'll get back to your calls, of course, as well. Coming up, Dusty Baker draws a very interesting comparison between the Astros and a legendary NBA dynasty. Wait till you hear this comparison he made with his team. We'll do that after Bart tells us about ZipRecruiter.
What if you can put the same type of rigor that the pro leagues use for their players into the hiring process? Well, you can. When you use ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter technology finds qualified candidates for you and for your open roles and proactively presents them to you. And while you can invite your top choices to apply for your job, no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. That's ZipRecruiter.com, B-A-R-T. Back after this with your calls and audio files.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. If your pet passenger is injured in a car accident, Bart Scott, what? Get help paying for vet expenses. Pet protection, it comes free with auto collision coverage. Get a quote at progressive.com. You gotta love that. So, it is the middle of the show. And at this time, Bart Scott, we do what? Audio.
Go Houston.
Yes, we did hear from a caller in Houston who asked that question.
Speak up, Houston.
If your coach came to you and said, I got this foolproof way for us to, let's just say, be ahead of the opponent. Might bend the rules, but they won't find us. Would you do it? And I was like, yeah, of course. So... With that in mind, the Houston Astros have reached the American League Championship Series for the fifth straight year, despite all the issues with them. They will face the Red Sox in what I'd like to call the haters' ball. This is after the Astros win 10-1 over the White Sox. So, yes, five straight years at least reaching the ALCS. And Dusty Baker, who's been there now for 2 years, made this very interesting comparison between this team and a historically great team from the NBA past.
You know, they come to play. And they love each other. And I remember talking to Bill Russell years ago, a few years ago, and I asked him, I said, man, how'd you guys win all those championships in Boston? And he told me, you know, I thought he was going to say Red Auerbach or Red, you know, a lot of hard work, but he told me that they loved each other. And these guys, they love each other.
And they had Bill Russell.
And Cousy. And like and you couldn't move in free agency. Once you signed a contract, you couldn't move. They owned you forever.
Who's the Bill Russell? Altuve? I mean, you got to – Bill Russell's an all-time great.
Listen, let's see how much they love each other when Correa is up and he's like in free agency today. I mean, you know, coming up next year.
Hal Steinbrenner, write the check. Let's go. The only way to dismantle your opponent is to take their stars.
To take their stars.
Yeah, let's go. All right, so moving on. We're talking about John Gruden. One of the pieces of news that came out, as people are now starting to distance themselves from him, include the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he won his Super Bowl. And they have now removed him from the Ring of Honor. Here's Adam Schefter.
The Buccaneers just announced that they are removing John Gruden's name from their Ring of Honor. And so even though John Gruden is a Super Bowl winning coach, they're in Tampa, even though there is a statue of him, they are taking his name off the Ring of Honor. And that is quite a statement because the Buccaneers say that they stand for diversity and inclusion and all sorts of things like that they've worked very hard on as a franchise. And what John Gruden did has no place in the game. He is out of the Buccaneers Ring of Honor as well as being out of a job in Las Vegas.
So, Bart, when Swagoo's asking, like, where are owners denouncing all this stuff, is this at least something where Tampa is saying, all right, he helped us win a Super Bowl, but we're not going to recognize him and honor him after this?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about, you know, making a statement, you remove the memory of him from your organization, right? And that's really the only way to be immortal. That's why people love championships, because it immortalizes them in the history books forever. Yeah, they can live in our minds and in our memories forever. And now when you remove that, nobody can see that. And listen, a lot of people are going to distance themselves. He's not going to be able to be around the football people. He's not going to be able to go do, like, coaching camps and clinics and QB club and all that stuff.
He'll be doing TV.
He won't be doing TV.
What is he going to do?
But
right?
you talk about the Glazers and what they stand for.
Yep.
I mean, they hired Bruce Arians, who is the motto of inclusion and diversity. Talk about, you know, woman on
the coaching staff.
You talk about two African-American coordinators. I mean – you can't have that and then still have a symbol of John Gruden in the background. So, I mean, hats off to the Glazers, but they get it. They've always got it.
Right. All right. So there's a statement at least that one team has made. All right. We continue on Audio Files. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. So we've been talking about Kyrie Irving and his decision to be, according to reports, it's not that he doesn't want to get the vaccine or doesn't believe in it. It's that he wants to take this stand about mandate of having to get it. And so that decision has been made. And the Nets have said, well, if you're not all in with us, if you're not available for all of the games, then we don't want you around at all until you are available to us. They're not saying he's wrong. They are supporting him, but they're just letting him know we're not going to have a part-time player. Brian Windhorst explains that this decision by the Nets, they did not make this without some input.
It's unlikely to me that this decision doesn't come with the support of Kevin Durant. Now, Sean Marks was obviously asked about that yesterday, and he made it clear that this was a decision that was a final choice by the owner, Joe Tsai, and himself, the general manager. But they had a path forward where they could have tried this with Kyrie, especially after the change to the law and that they would have allowed him to practice. That would have at least given them a chance to work together and not had him going through, you know, 10, 12 days at a time, depending on how the schedule went, where they couldn't put their hands on him. They couldn't see him together. I mean, it's not an ideal way to play, but, you know, if it was something that Durant and Harden said, we've got to do this, I think the Nets, based on the way they've made decisions in the past, would have. So to me, that's the big takeaway, because there's really been no bigger ally in the NBA over the last few years for Kyrie than Durant.
I had to reach that point, right?
Yeah.
And for Kevin Durant, it's not a comfortable thing for him to do, because they do have a close relationship. But you, as a leader on that team, you've got to consider what's right, what's best for the team. And I want to remind everybody listening, understand that Bart and I are not making this about whether you believe in the vaccine or not. That is not a story involving sports. This is the sports angle of it, is him leaving his team in a lurch. And it's in a year where they are expected to win a championship. Him walking away from his team and how his team is now left to deal with it. And this is how they deal with it, Bart. Is they say, all right, time to move on.
Yeah, because, listen, we can't depend on you. We can't mess up our cohesion. We can't mess up our chemistry that we're trying to build if it's going to be interrupted whenever we have, like, a two-game away stint. We go back home for four games. And, like, it's not like it's, like, uniform like football, right? Well, this week you know that you have Kyrie. Next week you don't know.
Yeah, they have six straight home games. They play the first two on the road, then they go six straight at home. So, you know, the idea, you wouldn't have him for six of your first eight games just to begin the
and
season.
Just messing up chemistry, right? Because now how do we know? Like, you know, and then you have to have somebody step up, like a Patty Mills or somebody, to know how we're going to close games out. Then Kyrie comes in and it changes the way we close games out because Kyrie's here. It just messes up everything.
And how about as a player?
All in or all out.
And how about as a player, too? We all know that the great players are still a different set of rules. I know you're well aware of this,
yeah,
right? The greats have a different set of rules. Sometimes you just accept it. But would this be taking it too far?
It's taking it too far. I mean, he already went on a hiatus last year and didn't really have to tell the team. They didn't know where he was. They couldn't comment, publicly embarrass him that way. Then he said, hey, I'm not going to play in the bubble. Like, they've been paying him a whole lot of money to do not a lot of basketball. And, like, they're still going to have to pay him for the games that where he's away, because they have to.
Yeah.
So, like, just imagine how much money they're paying him, how they feel like the return on their investment. The greatest thing that Kyrie's ever done is bringing in Kevin Durant, because they can – legitimately still probably win the championship if Harden is healthy, if KD is healthy. But that's a lot to ask. You know, is you much rather have all three of your guys, and if you end up with two, you feel still confident that you can win without one. But understanding that their injury history, you get a little bit concerned.
You wonder if that his great contribution will be that they won a championship because he was able to get Kevin Durant to go there with him. All right, that's Audio Files. Bart and Han. So coming up, what an opening night for the NHL. And it's returned to ESPN. And in Vegas, as they are known to do, they put on a show. We will chat with you about that next. And, of course, have you called at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back, Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. So, Bart, there are many times that life imitates art. And sometimes you can see something and say, Now, that's just like out of a movie. Let's check out Derrick Rose's Instagram from yesterday, where he literally took a scene out of a movie in when he proposed to his longtime girlfriend and now fiance, Alana Anderson. So there it is. That is the Madison Square Garden court. There is a table for two set up, and you can see the engagement ring. How can you miss it? It is quite
is that bread in the middle, like quite the like, rock. Like, was it custom food or was it like something from the?
I see a bottle of wine, two wine glasses. I see champagne, and if you remember the movie in 2002, Mr. Deeds, Adam Sandler, Winona Ryder, where at the end of the movie he does that. He has it all set up Madison Square Garden on the court.
He had a lot of money,
and well, of course it was Deeds, yeah, and he was going to propose on the court to her in a dinner.
I wonder what she thought.
That's
I wonder if she thought
like that's next level.
She was meeting him at practice or something.
Hey,
meet me at work. I got to do some stuff after the game. And then after the game, they just, and now.
Yeah, right.
Starring at Derrick Rose's wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, ding, 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 ding. Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
That's Chicago. But when you did the end now, I was like, where are you going there? That's not Mike Walczewski. But like, when you think about it.
He should have had the Pistons guy there. That's, I love Mason.
Oh, Detroit. Yeah, well, Derrick Rose did play that. But still, like.
That's cute.
Like, when you see that,
it's cute.
You're like, man, that's cool. That's really cool. And then if your wife sees it, and she's like, Mike, can you do that? Like, because I'm not Derrick Rose.
Like Drake having, he had that famous basketball high school kid had his girl at the Dodgers stadium. They were eating on like Dodger Stadium, and the helicopters caught him. Like, man, you saying dude just trying to help me. You trying to date my mama. listen, Drake, I forgot the kid's name, man. Somebody gonna get it for me before. Somebody on Twitter, Instagram, something tell me who's the famous high school basketball player that's probably gonna go like straight to college, straight to the pros.
I don't remember. And
Drake.
Was this from the summer?
Yeah.
Was from the summer?
And they did it at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. I wish I was prepared for that, as always.
Hand grenade.
Yeah. Bart grenade. No, but
congratulations,
still,
Derrick Rose.
It's really
by the way,
cool, and Derrick Rose is in a really, like, you think about it, he's been through
unique
some
spot,
stuff
yeah.
In his life, as you know, injuries and some off the court stuff as well. But since he's come to New York, and he called it family,
yeah,
and that's of course Tom Thibodeau, who he's played for most of his professional career, Leon Rose, who's now the president there, who was his agent, and it's a place of he's in comfort right now where he is, and he's become. It's amazing to think about it because we remember him as a kid, you know, the youngest MVP in NBA history. He was playing for the Bulls all those years, and he was a fantastic show.
Man.
And he's now become that sage veteran that is enjoying life this way as sort of a leader.
You know who he reminds me of? Grant Hill was always a leader, but he reminds me of Grant Hill. Like, Grant Hill, if he hadn't got injured, would have probably been considered
one of the
greatest small forwards of all time. And for everybody that loves and appreciates what Westbrook does as far as being explosive and how – quick he is and how quickly he can jump. Derrick Rose was that first. Derrick Rose was that. He was Westbrook. And without the injuries, he could potentially have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And so it's just good to see again. People go through things in their lives, the ups and downs. You follow them through when you're a sports fan. And there's the criticisms and there's also the praises. I mean, his first time around in New York was not great. He left the team for a while. But now back here, he calls it family. And now officially making it family with he and his fiance on the garden floor.
You know some people.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Bart, we had the NHL last night. And we saw last night a new franchise in hockey in Seattle. Hockey returning to Seattle. When is the NBA coming back to Seattle? That's what I'd like to know. That's a city that the league misses that city
That's
so bad.
That's a great
bad.
Sports town.
They're renovating the old, I think it's the Key Arena it used to be called. They're renovating that, like really, like almost gutting it and just redoing it, just using the structure. And they're trying to make it very eco-friendly. So they won't open at home, I think, for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
But so they open on the road, the Seattle Kraken do, and they did last night as ESPN welcomed back the NHL. They did it last night in Las Vegas. Against the Golden Knights, who were the previous new team to the NHL. And the Golden Knights, as we talked about yesterday, went right to the Cup Finals in their first year, which you just rarely see something like that. Not just Seattle's going to be, you know, in the same trajectory, but the show last night was pretty fantastic. So the first game you get is a bit of a blowout, although it was a lot of empty net goals late, and that's Pittsburgh against the defending champion, Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, they look a little bit distracted. And you heard Chelios and you heard Messier talk about that. You know, sometimes you can come out flat when you have the ring ceremonies, but you know they're going for the three-peat, man.
No,
rarefied air. Didn't the Red Wings have a three-peat?
They're not going for a three-peat. I'm not standing for it. Not this year. But because it's back on ESPN, I have asked you this before. I know we're going to get you to a game. Me, D Wood, you, right? We'll get to a game.
I'm gonna wear the green suit.
Right?
I promise you, I'm gonna wear the green suit.
But do you think though that this time around, can hockey make some type of a
captivate and grow its audience?
You know what I mean? Like, can it do so? Like, we're so flooded in the sports world with so many things now and so many ways to consume a product.
Access.
Right, but being on ESPN now, like, can the sport kind of come back a little bit to the forefront, especially with baseball sort of fighting its way as, are they a regional sport or are they America's pastime? Which one is it?
I think it can because you talk about the access to it, right? And it's just hard to, no disrespect to NBC, but it's just hard to find out where it was. So, you know, ESPN is kind of programmed into your thumb, right? I can go on my remote and go to ESPN without even looking at it. It don't even matter. I can feel the buttons and bam, bam, bam. And it goes straight to an ESPN channel.
Yeah.
So it was
the
smart
app this morning. First thing that came up was that Kraken Knights game.
Exactly. So it's like being able to give people access to it, easy access to it. And ESPN has that platform because they have so many channels, but they're all clunked together. It's hard for me to find CBS Sports. It's hard for me to find NBC, whatever that number is. And it's hard for me to find FX1 on my remote. But the fact that, you know, fans, it's already ingrained. You go there for basketball. You go there for Get Up. You go there for First Take. You go there for so many things. You're just naturally going to go to hockey. And the product of hockey and the stars in hockey are good, right? So I think once you get there, you know, you'll be sitting down watching. We all have those meaningless hours where we just kind of want to eat what we just got
But I think what you're saying, though, is that you're used to going to a certain place. Like ESPN Plus is going to have over 1,000 games.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's going to become a regular thing now, and I think that's where a lot of it is certainly headed. But we did have history last night, the first goal in Kraken history by Ryan Donato. Let's hear Bucci with the call.
Done. Walking in, shot, glove save, loose score! Ryan Donato has the first goal in Seattle Kraken history, and it's a 3-1 game.
And that's the call again, John Buccigross on the call there.
Crazy thing that he's not even going to get to keep it. They're going to send that to the Hockey Hall of Fame, or that's going to go in the trophy case.
I think the franchise will keep that.
For the franchise. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Like, no, that's mine. I need that.
Yeah, yeah. But still, great stuff. And, of course, now the season continues tonight. But still, it's good to see it back, and maybe we'll see it grow even more now that it's back on ESPN. So, all right, so right now we will say goodbye. Speaking of ESPN Plus, we'll say goodbye to ESPN Plus for the day, but we have a lot more coming up for you on ESPN Radio, including this. Does Big Ben have anything left to offer to Pittsburgh? We will discuss next. Bart and Han on ESPN Radio, and find us on the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Han, the podcast.